This is Dr. Singh. I'm doing initial psychiatric evaluation dictation of patient named Robert Klein, K-L-E-I-N. Date of birth is 6-9-1930. Date of evaluation is 5-6-2-2023. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation from management of dementia, psychosis, and assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 92 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 5/26/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Royal Oak. Patient's chart indicates history of sepsis, hypertension, GERD, muscle weakness, chronic kidney disease, dementia, difficulty walking, anorexia, chart also indicates history of CVA, visual hallucinations, and prostate cancer. Here he is on IV antibiotics. Here patient is very confused during my evaluation. Here I discuss his condition with the medical staff who reports that patient was on hospice previously, but they took him off hospice. Peter's staff reports symptoms of sundowning and possible visual hallucinations. He was admitted here on quetiapine 12.5 milligram at HS and duloxetine 30 milligram once a day. Patient was lying in bed. He could not tell me today, day, date, month, season. He could not tell me if he's experiencing any depression or hallucinations. He remains totally dependent on staff for ADL care. And it's very difficult to do a complete assessment because he wasn't responsive to my questions. Next paragraph under a review of system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergy, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations not known, prior history of suicide attempts not known, next paragraph, social history, current relationship never married, number of children not known, next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostics, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 164/85, pulse 77, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, uncooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, not much verbal, mood, unable to assess, thought process, severe confusion, associations, unable to hold any conversation, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances, difficult to assess, but does not appear to be a responding to internal stimuli at this time, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, place, time impaired, memory recent and remote impaired, frontal knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Also add under history in Abbott's comment section, see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI, check that information. Next paragraph, under current medications, Seroquel 12.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, next paragraph, assessment plan, unspecified dementia, severe with psychotic symptoms, F03.C2 plans, continue low dose of Seroquel as prescribed, peer monitor response from Seroquel, period if he remains free of psychosis, consider discontinuation of Seroquel at future visits. Under disposition, notify our service for any changes in mood, behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician. For medical management, which could be contributing to his mental status changes. He could be experiencing mild delirium. Under risk benefit statements, check antipsychotics. Under procedure code 99304, end of dictation.